It's not a boat.
It's not a basement.
It's a balcony.
Great googly moogly.
From
the city.
This is the balcony.
Balcony, balcony, balcony.
Great balcony. Googly moogly.
Echoing off into the distance. Great googly moogly.
Googly moogly.
That's it, man. Good old Frank.
Oh, your boy.
He's my man. Yes. He's the guy, and he knows how to entertain me quite well.
He knows the moogly.
He knows the moogly and the great googly.
All right, so let's just introduce ourselves.
Hello, my name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony, and this is Balcony Radio. Thank you for joining us again.
Yes, and balconyradio.com, always there for your streaming musical needs.
Yes, exactly.
And how's that for a conceit?
That's pretty good, man. Way to go.
Thank you.
You used the word conceit, too.
Thank you.
I got to give you that one.
You don't hang out with an English major without learning.
Have I rubbed off on you? I think you'll do well
those
on the
Scrabble
SAT.
Words.
You're going to do well on the SATs this year, man.
So, good for me.
Exactly. You're going to get into a good school.
All right, that. Yes.
And then you can major in broadcasting and start a real radio station.
All right. I'm going to do all right.
Yeah, we're doing pretty well.
Yeah,
here.
Man.
Damn it. All right, so this is Balcony Radio, and we're doing some quality broadcasting today.
Yes, we are.
Something different. What
yes,
are we doing
are.
Today, Scott?
Today it is another entry in our... In our seeds contest.
In our testament to the early sketches of songs.
Early sketches of masterpieces.
Exactly.
Embryonic is the name of the program, episode number 4.
That's right.
It is a look at what the masterpieces became or were before they became what they became.
Exactly. We look at the demo versions of songs and we check out the bones before all the muscles and skin got thrown on.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true.
So join us, if you will. We're going to sit down for... This is a shorter show because the demo show, we don't want to use all our demos because they're kind of all bootleggy, most of them.
Yes.
And we try to keep these shows a little shorter because, you know, we don't want to overkill bad recordings of, you know... It's a lot of reel-to-reel recordings of by the artists themselves, and they wind up on, like, those extended versions of the remastered album later on.
That's exactly right.
But I love them because the demo version is really where you hear... How you hear who the artist is really, really, you know, in some of these.
At the very, very beginning.
Yeah, especially with people who wind up making big productions on the songs. Like, I think we're doing Bowie in this episode later on.
Yes.
And then, the Paul Simon song, because that's from Graceland. Like, those are really, really bare bones compared to where they wind up. So it's kind of cool to see how they go from point A to point B with, you know.
Yes, and compare and contrast like that. You know, it's the literary side of...
Oh, are we deconstructing today?
Yes, we are. We are. You know, I feel like my thesaurus is at full blossom today.
You caught me giggly.
Okay. So while he giggles away, let's get into some music.
This really
this
is good
it.
Stuff.
This is your
Downtown Holistic.
Baby. This is your yes. These are your
so,
people.
Yeah, I picked out the songs in this show because I had nothing to do today, and we were going to record, and we were looking through what we had to do, and we have to do a demo show, man. So let's do it. So
all right,
we're going to start out with one of my favorite bands. Are you sold on them yet?
Yes, I am.
Finally,
yes, I am.
Fuck, man,
it's taken me a while.
It took a long time. It really did.
You know, you get when you hear and listen to it really closely.
They're really good.
Big Star is a great band.
They're really great. And here's a Big Black Car.
Kick her off. Let her go, Doc. Holiday nothing can hurt me. Nothing can touch me. Why should I care? Driving to gas, it ain't gonna last.
Breaks and light bright blinking. That's entertainment. As we watch you die, all we can do is echo your anguished cries. stare as all human feelings die. We are leaving, you don't need us. No, you don't need us. Go take a sister then by the hand. This foreign land, far away, where we might never again. We are leaving, you don't need us. And it's a fair wind, a blowing warm out of the south. Think I'll set my sails with the tide.
It sounds like Federal went to the old cylinders for that one.
You can actually hear like where they get cut it with a razor blade.
Yeah, right, exactly. Just so that was James Brown and his famous Flames.
Definitely a demo. That one got saved from a garbage can or something, man.
It sure sounds like it. I mean, it probably is the only existing version of demo.
Because you know that song. I know that song because that was a pretty big single for James, and that's on the Apollo record. So I'm used to a little bit more of a screamy version of that.
Yeah, you know, that was probably one of those record your own booths, you know.
James Brown's a big star by then. That's them running through the song.
That's what
but
it
they're
sounds
doing
like.
It really slow and doo-woppy, like you said while we were talking about it off the air.
Yeah,
that's. I like when James does that because a lot of people, I've heard
that's
this.
That's where he started, basically.
Yeah, I've heard people say, oh, that guy is not a singer, he's a screamer, or whatever. It's like, fuck you, listen to this. Yeah, like, no, that guy is great.
He can tear your heart out with a great ballad.
Yeah. James Brown could sing better than Percy Sledge, god damn it.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm putting my foot down.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, foot down.
There's a statement of all you soulsters out there.
Yeah, take that, old black man.
Well, we started out with Big Star. Not so black there. But
no, exact opposite.
Yeah, it's quite the opposite. Big Star and My Black Car. Oh, my goodness. Big Black Car. See, my eyes are just dying.
Big African American
car. Big African American car. Thank you very much. And that is extracted from something called Keep an Eye on the Sky. I'm sorry.
That's their box set.
That's their box set, okay. So you can check that out, and there's a demo. That's an alternate version of that demo. Big Black Car, the name of it. And then the jam right after that, Paul Weller and everybody. The version of the, and that was That's Entertainment, a very interesting snap demo version of that, and you can tell they took the punk off that song, that's for sure. When the jam tuned into it, it sort of doubled the tempo, it sounds like.
Yeah, they modded that song up.
They made that one. That was that was a Paul Weller version of that one,
but it still makes you want to kind of jump around a bit.
Yeah, it's still a good one. And then the Pop Rivettes right after that, and the Cray Twins and their demo version of that. We looked that up, and the Crays, the movie, came out the same year that Miller's Crossing came out.
Yeah, you know what? That's something. Remake that, Hollywood. Find that story again. Those guys Crays? Yeah, that's an interesting story, man.
Yeah,
twin British gangster bank robbers in the 50s and 60s. How fucking cool is that?
Yeah, and a great movie, too.
And pretty good movie.
Yeah.
But that's just a great story, and just the whole scene, you know, like, because England in the early 60s is fucking awesome, and these guys have big ass guns and everything. And they were super handsome guys too. That's the other thing. Like, get on the story, make it again.
Yeah,
it's very cool. No one saw it the first time around.
Yeah, Martin Kemp and his brother,
who's his, Gary Kemp?
Gary Kemp, yeah, I think that's it. And so out of Spandau Ballet into the gangster world, very strange. And then Stephen Stills in that set also with his demo version of Wooden Ships, which is from a record called Just Roll Tape, which is, I guess, a series of demos.
That's all his demos, yeah. It's pretty, spans his career pretty much. It goes, the Treetop Flyer is on that and a couple of later songs, but a lot of things that he did for CSN/Y is on that.
All right.
And he does the best thing, which is he doesn't do a home recording of his demo. He went in and made a studio demo for the guys, sort of one of those, this is the song I wrote, let's do this for the record.
That's kind of what it's supposed to sound like.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
And yeah, the versions are basically the same as the band versions, but it's just him and the guitar. And they're really great, and it makes you listen to some of them differently. Like, now I can hear Love the One You're With again.
Yes, a whole new take on that.
New take, because I can't listen to it in the original, the album version, no more.
Can't hear that.
Can't do it no more.
And we had James Brown and his Famous Flames finishing up there with Try Me from a scratchy, probably acetate, I would imagine.
It's gotta be.
Just cut for the moment and disappeared, and was probably somewhere in the Federal Archives, which is that record, the Federal years, 1956 to 1960.
Yes.
So that's early
the original
James
home
Brown.
Of James Brown.
Yes, yes, and the Famous Flames.
Yes, yes.
So let's get back to it.
Let's get back to it. This is one of my favorite songs from my youth, my early man times.
All right.
I like this guy, so dig it. Matthew Sweet.
Back in the
Because you need.
I say I like your money and I like your car. Baba da 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 da. And if it's rich like you, even like your bar. Baba da 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 da. I say your skinny little lips don't bother me so. Da 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 da. Scare me to death with your awful breath. You're gonna scare me to death with your awful breath. You're gonna scare me to death with your awful. I say I like your money and I like your show. And your big fat legs gonna make me say no. I say the other things you got gonna make love grow. You scare me to death with your awful breath. You're gonna scare me to death with your awful breath. You're gonna scare me to death with your ha. Na 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 na. I say I like your money and I like your car.
We have lots of records.
The Elvis Brothers.
Go Little A.
We like to play records.
Lou Reed.
Isley Brothers.
We have so many records.
The Chambers Brothers.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
We like to play home records.
Yusuf Islam is Cat Stevens.
For the record, it's Balcony Radio.
I'll be there most Thank you.
hell was that?
Nice little flourish there at the end.
Yeah, whatever that was. That's on the album for some reason.
That's in the recording, folks. We did not add that.
No, we could have, should have.
That's right. Oh, by the way, we should say that any of the pops and scratches and skips and whatever that you hear in some of these recordings
are the
product of the recordings. Yeah. We're not overdubbing them like some sort of cheesy-ass radio station you may have heard do.
Yeah. Where are we going to name names?
No, we won't name names.
No. But yeah, damn, what a beautiful song that was.
That was very nice. My Morning Jacket.
That's always a good sign for a song when both you and I just put on the headphones.
It's just
just a couple, 20 seconds into it, you put the headphones on and like, yeah, I'm going to do the same.
Yeah, this is nice.
This is really nice. And man, that guy has the best voice in rock and roll right now. He really does. That's Jim James, lead singer / main guitar slinger of My Morning Jacket. Great band.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to read off the songs in the set.
Yes, you are.
You're doing some pluggage.
I'm going to sip some coffee.
Why don't you, get your voice ready, man. Now I'm hitting the button on you. All right, so we started with Matthew Sweet doing Good Friend, a nice, sloppy, all-over-the-place version of probably his best or biggest single, and that's from the great album Girlfriend, which... any music nerd over the age of 30 owns. you have to. It's a really great album.
Of course, of course.
It's a great headphone record, and the guy writes classic pop songs. He writes 3-minute rock songs that are really great, and he's got a good voice. I like Matthew Sweet a lot. He's a weirdo in all the right ways. Yeah.
Hasn't made a record in a while.
I don't think so, yeah. Matthew.
What's going on there?
Come on, man. Anyway, moving on, we went into the cult vault for some Mark Bolan. That's some music nerdery for you, and that's from the beginning of Doves, a song called Horrible Breath, which is, And then Captain Beefheart doing...
Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. Doing, as it's called here, a 1965 demo of Call on Me, a really nice song from El Capitan, and that's from Gro Finn's His Rarities album, which is really great and just shows that that guy could write and sing.
Which is actually somewhat of a collector's item now, that particular collection.
Is. I think it's out of print now.
Two discs, and it's got some of the demo stuff like you heard there, and also has some radio broadcast.
Yeah, it's got a lot of rarities too, just demos and things that got left off of albums and stuff like that. It's really great, and can't recommend it enough. And then we pulled a bootleg demo Countess from Hong Kong by the Velvet Undergrounds, sounding pretty happy in that song.
That's right.
They were modding that one up. Luke might have smiled at that one.
Uh-oh.
And then we finished up there with My Morning Jacket doing a beautiful song called Butch Cassidy, and that's a demo from their demos record, actually. How appropriate. It's really great, too. It's a record of demos of theirs called At Dawn and Tennessee Fire, which I cannot recommend. Recommend enough. So,
all right.
And when I say I mean we, the balcony.
We
go get it.
The royal we.
Yeah. So now we are going to do the plugs, but that means you. So now I'm going to hit the button on myself.
Yes.
Late.
Goodbye. So, hello everybody. Just wanted to let you know a few things. He's muted himself over there. He's a couple of things we'd like to tell you about here. First, you can send us an email to balconyradio@gmail.com. You can send your comments, criticisms, requests, suggestions. Any particular form of communication in word form you want, you can send it to that particular outlet. Yes, or pictures if you are a girl. No. Please, no. We got to keep it G-rated. That could be bad. So balconyradio@gmail.com is the email address, and of course that leads you to the website, which is balconyradio.com, which contains all of our past episodes, and we'll get to that in just a second. But first, you can hear our 24-hour stream right there on the front page. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can hear all of the music Monday through Saturday. You hear our multi-genre stream, which has rock and pop and psych and country and all this, that, and the other right in there. And that's Monday through Saturday. And then on Sundays, it's 24 hours of jazz from midnight to midnight. And that's on our stream right there on the front page at balconyradio.com. And like I said, you can hear past episodes of all of our previously broadcast podcast also is there as well as subscribe to
you
the
just
RSS.
Invented the modern tongue twister.
Yes, the broadcast podcast. So at any rate, you can also find out about our RSS feed, and then you'll get your weekly, your biweekly dose of Balcony Radio programs. Yes, you'll get two shows a week from us. That's with our RSS feed, and you can do that through iTunes, and there are instructions on how you can do that there on the front page. And like I said, you get two shows a week from us. On Sundays, you get our multi-genre programs, which we have two dozen of, which we have a psych show, and we have a this show, as a matter of fact, would fall into that particular category, Embryonic. And you get a Stone show and a Beatles show and, oh, God, all kinds of stuff there. That's on Sundays we do that. And then on Wednesdays we drop the 101 series, which are topics in rock and roll which we choose to exploit in any way in a musical fashion. And so whatever topic, whatever who, what, or where that we want to attack, then we do it in a musical style. And that's on the 101 series, which we drop on Wednesdays. So you get almost 4 hours of music, close to 4 hours of music each week from us that you get updated on your iPod. And oh, goodness gracious, it's just so much fun. And of course, at the website, you can listen and purchase, or you can purchase all of the music that you hear on the programs. And of course, by purchasing that music, it goes to support the Balcony. And we get a few pennies from each sale, and it goes right back into giving us new equipment and making sure everything functions normally, and make sure all of our web fees are paid, and all of our all of our fees in general are paid, just to make sure that everything comes roaring out to you in full stereo, which we certainly try and do. And of course, you can friend us at Facebook at facebook.com/balconyradiofm. And I think that just about covers everything here. Those are the plugs in and as we know them at this particular moment. So let's get right back to the music now. It is the Embryonic Show, episode number 4. We're going to get right back into it.
The man.
With David Bowie.
David
and
Bowie.
Tired of My Life.
I don't know why, but I'm tired of my mind. Pain is over me, overloading. I don't know why, but you're trying to be kind. Take off your silver smile, throw your head back and cry. I don't believe, but I'm trying to decide. Which game is best for me? Which can I bear? You don't perceive, so I'm leading you away. Home where you've never been, none returning. So upon a road and it breaks into pieces. Shake a branch upon the snow and the sun is defeated. Pull the curtains on yesterday and it seems so much later. Put a bullet in my brain and I make all the paper. I don't know why, but I'm
tired of my life. The clouds are in my eyes, overtaking. Oh. I had a job, I had a girl, had something going to stay in this world. I got laid off and at the other yard. Hello, babe, times got hard. Like a rider, holding me on, downbound train. She just a joke, I gotta go. We had it once, we ain't got it anymore. She packed her bags, left me behind. She bought a ticket on the Central Line. Night sails, I sleep, I still hear the whistle whine. And I feel a soft kiss, the misty morning rain. Sometimes don't you feel like a rider, holding me on. And then I heard that long whistle whine. And then I dropped to my knees. On my head and well, now I swing a sledgehammer on a railroad gang. Knocking down them cross ties, working in the rain. Sometimes I only feel like you're right. Maybe on a downbound train. Thank you.
Balcony Radio.
Tony Bergman and the Animals.
Nina Simone.
Jimi Hendrix Experience.
This is Balcony Radio.
Cool in the Gang.
The Beatles.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Echo and the Bunny Ring.
Jackie Wilson.
Who's the Flying Burrito, brother?
Burritos. Hey, that reminds me, I'm hungry. Whoa.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
know the words.
Gargoyles and the Architecture.
Hey, all hey. Right. You know the words to that one. I mean, you can sing along. Paul Simon.
I almost did when we were listening to
That's
it.
That's right.
Man walks down the street. It's a street in a strange world. Maybe it's a third world. Maybe it's the first time. Wait, how's it going? That's how it starts.
Yeah, that's right. Those wild, crazy lyrics.
Oh,
right?
He really went all out with the writing on that song, on that album. I'll give Paul that one. Of all his records, I think that's the one with the best writing on it. He writes some fucking zingers on that one.
That's why he won all those awards, man.
Fuck yeah. I think he won all the Grammys that year.
Yeah, that's right. I think he even won Best New Artist.
Have you heard this Paul Simon guy?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I think he's from Africa. He's black or something. Give him the awards. Say, that's two black jokes in the show.
Well, we got to stop. We got to stop that right now. Right
Quit
now.
It. Let's start.
And back things
get
up.
Get back to the Irish.
Get back to the past here and let people know what we've just listened to.
All right. Hey, it's your turn.
Oh, it is. David Bowie started things out there with a song that actually neither of us were familiar with. Called Tired of My Life, and I don't know exactly where it's from, but it is
on one of
a
his
demo
early records
on it's just a demo out there somewhere, and so that was a pretty good song. Tired of My Life is the name of it, and being a Bowie fan, I apologize for not knowing that. I'm sure that if you sent us an email to balconyradio@gmail.com,
it's not on any of his records.
You would probably tell me where to find it. So if it's not on a record, that's fine.
I found it on the internet.
All right.
So that's an unreleased demo and pretty good song.
And then Bruce Springsteen right after that, another kind of lost demo there out on the airwaves, and Downbound Train.
A track from Born in the U.S. End of A.
Yes. Interesting take on that version.
Totally different.
Yes. And then Mr. Marvin Gaye right after that from the extended version of What's Going On, and we heard a little piece called Symphony, which was kind of a nice little a nice little touch there that some got lost in his archive somewhere along the way. And then, but it seems to have turned up there on the What's Going On version of the 40th anniversary of that. And then Cat Stevens right after that, and a song that we kind of didn't know where it was from. It wasn't on a Cat Stevens record, but it is on the soundtrack to Harold and Maude.
Yes. If you want to sing out,
If you want to sing out, sing out. And that's a good one for Ruth Gordon. That's pretty appropriate of Maude in that particular movie.
It's a great song.
And it's a great movie, too. If you've never seen Harold and Maude, get your dose of Harold and Maude. Bud Cort and Ruth Gordon, just tear it up, man. It's just amazing. And it's funny as hell, and it's directed by Hal Ashby. And it's really great. And then Paul Simon finished things up there with the instrumental, with the musical track from You Can Call Me Al.
I believe how it went is the musicians were playing in Africa, and they recorded the backing track, and then Paul worked out lyrics to it. So, yes. So
he dubbed
that
it
is, I mean, kind of, he doesn't play, because I'm a liner note reader, like a fucking nerd.
All right. Well, that's so good. Somebody's got to read those things.
Yeah, Paul doesn't play anything on the record. I think he plays guitar and maybe one track, acoustic guitar. He doesn't even play anything. He just sings. He just is, like, all the
musicians
are, like, African session guys and Ladysmith Black Mambazo doing backgrounds.
Cool.
So yeah, it's pretty fucking groovy, and then Paul just sings over it, and it's a nice melody.
Right.
It stretched him made him work.
Yeah, that puts your artistic talents to add a stretch there, and I guess it's a great record.
It holds up well.
Interesting way to make a record, that is for sure. And you are listening to Embryonic episode number 4. We are getting into the last set of the night.
Yes.
And there's been some good stuff up to this point. Some kind of rare stuff, hard to find stuff. And I don't know if you're going to be able to post any of these singles on the website.
A few of them, yeah. This one, we might just skip the playlist.
We might have to do the studio versions of the songs rather than the demo versions. You'll just have to go back and listen to this show over and over again.
We'll figure it out.
Yes, well, we'll do something. So let's get back to it, shall we? What do we have now?
We are going to get to another one of my favorite people in the world, Declan McManus himself, Elvis Costello. Says, I don't want to go to... this isn't I Don't Want to Go to Chelsea. Sorry, this is called I Don't Want to Go Home. Different song. Oh.
Everybody seemed to have somebody better to talk to. Everybody seemed to have something better to do. I was trying to look so mean and dangerous.
kiss and ended up stepping on a toe. One minute she was a perfect stranger, and the next thing she said was, I thought you ought to know. I don't want to go home, don't get any ideas. Things are going fine and they all disappear. You don't have to make me any promises. I can leave anytime, I know. Even though I don't want to go home, don't get any ideas. Things are going fine and they all disappear. You don't have to make me any promises. I can leave anytime, I know. As I was drinking, she was making her selection over in the corner. Still thinking about the dancing perfection out on the floor. I'd like to shake the hand of the man who started slow dancing time. And curse the crazy fool who dreamed up closing time. Even though I don't want to go home, don't get any ideas. Things are going fine and they all disappear. Don't have to make me any promises. I can leave any time, I know. Even though I don't want to go home, don't get any ideas. Things are going fine and they all disappear. You don't have to make me any promises. I can leave any time, I know. Even though I don't want to go home.
Childhood or friends I once didn't know. No, I ain't got my childhood or friends I once didn't know. But I still got my voice left. I can take it anywhere I go. Hey, hey. So I guess I'm doing fine. And I never had much money, but I'm still around somehow. No, I never had much money, but I'm still around somehow. Many times but I ain't never yet bowed. Hey, hey, so I guess I'm doing fine. Trouble, little trouble, lies trouble on my mind. Trouble, oh, trouble, trouble on my mind. But the trouble in the world, Lord, is much more bigger than mine. Hey, hey, so I guess I'm doing fine. And I never had no armies to jump at my command. No, I ain't got no armies to jump at my command. But I don't need no armies. I got me one good friend. Hey, hey, so I guess I'm doing fine. I've been kicked and whipped and trampled on. I've been trodden just like you. I've been kicked and whipped and trampled on. I've been shot at just like you. But as long as the world keeps turning, I just keep a turning too. So I guess I'm doing fine. Well, my road might be rocky, the stones might cut my face.
my face. But hey, some folks ain't got no road at all. They gotta stand in the same old place. Hey, hey, so I guess I'm doing fine. Don't you cry.
avis-moi la misère noyée. Petit-moi malade, mon courrica et gangam sur l'eau. Petit-moi malade, mon courrica et gangam sur mon gangam. Sauve la vie, moi, la misère moyenne. Veille, sauve la vie, moi. Na misé maïe, sauve la vie moi, na misé maïe. Petit-moi malade, ma courrica et gangam, sur l'eau. Petit-moi malade, ma courrica et gangam, sur le bon gangam. Sauve la vie, moi, na misé maïe, na misé maïe.
Very nice. Fade very up. Nice fade indeed. Simon and Garfunkel.
You want to pronounce that one? What's that called?
Fuelo.
Fuelo?
Yes. Fueles. I guess it's Fueles. Whatever the French is.
Was that French? I thought F-E-U. That might have been Portuguese. I'm
F-E-U-I-L-L-E-S
not
sure. F-E-U-I-L-L-E-S dash
O. Who knows
Fueles.
What it was. Fueles.
Okay.
All right. So that was the end of the show.
That's that. That was the end of the show. Yes, indeed.
Yes, that's
did
right.
Did I just hear that? It's deja vu.
That was the end of the show.
Oh, wow.
All right. That was your inner voice saying
that's
the
my
end
inner
of the
voice.
Show.
Oh, my God. They're back again. Oh, no.
Oh, your inner voice stutters. That's the end of the show.
The end of the show.
All right, let me read it off.
Yes, go right ahead. We're having too much fun.
Too much. Let's enough of all this fun.
Yes, stop.
All right. We started the end with Elvis Costello doing I Don't Want to Go Home, a Pathway Studios demo from the extended deluxe mega edition of My Aim Is True, which has like 40-something tracks on it. It's just wonderful.
Yeah.
And that's not even enough. It's that good. It's really great.
It's got to put 40 more on
there. I'd be
add
okay
another
with it.
CD.
I'd be all right with it. I really would. And then a Bob demo, Guess I'm Doing Fine, which shows up on one of his early records. I don't recall which one. One of the acoustic albums. Don't push me on it. I don't remember.
John Wesley Harding?
No, way earlier than that. It's on one of the, Freewheeling, maybe. I don't. It might be that one. I don't know. I don't remember. But it's one of those early ones before the electric guitar mm-hmm. came into the band.
Uh-huh.
So really great song. And then the Ramones doing a previously unreleased demo, as it says here, of Please Don't Leave. And that's from End of the Century. So that's the Ramones with Phil, right? Is that...
That actually...
Isn't End of the Century the one that Phil Spector produces?
Yes, he produced End of the Century, but the demo was actually with
the other producer. What's his name? Damn it.
The guy who did Living Color.
Yeah, I know who you're thinking
of. Ed Stasiak.
Yeah, is that who it was?
With
yeah.
Ed Stasiak.
That's right, who was really good with them too, man. He produced a lot of their 80s stuff that's really great.
Yes, so. I think that's, I'm not too sure, but I think he's on that particular demo, on that thing.
Pretty groovy.
Yeah.
And then one of the great, great, forgotten, lost, need to be refound bands, the Zombies. Sigh. We love them.
Oh, my.
Doing a really, really great cover of Summertime, and that's from the original studio recordings, which is kind of a collection for some real big, that's for music snobs, because the Zombies had a couple of hits, but for some reason never really connected with the wide audience, and their stuff is just... It's really great.
Yeah, it's amazing. And they're doing George Gershwin, which is even more amazing.
Doing him really, really well.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Great song.
Really pretty.
And then we finished up with Simon and Garfunkel doing Fueles?
Fueos.
Fueos. Fueos. Oh.
Fueso.
And that's a demo from Bridge Over Troubled Water from the extended deluxe mega edition of that. And that's the show.
That's the show, man. Thanks for listening. Send us an email at balconyradio@gmail.com. Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Visit the website at
balconyradio.com. Be brutal.
Be brutal, honest, and nasty, if you wish. And my name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony. And we're the balcony, and you're the audience.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for sitting with us. And what are we getting out of here with, Scott?
We are leaving with the great Janis Joplin, and we're going to listen to a demo version of Me and Bobby McGee.
Oh, nice.
So, thanks for listening.
Bye.
S130 is not on. Not that I'm play that great, but still and all, I ought to be able to hear it, you know what I mean?
Are you hearing it now?
No. Now. It's too loud. I can't play that good.
Am I getting my Texas accent back?
I hope so.
Did I always sound like this, man? I hear myself on tape myself.
Are them roots?
God.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained, that rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana, and I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues, yeah. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Daddy knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, don't mean nothing, hon, if it ain't free. Sang the blues, you know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby McGee. From the Kentucky coal mines to the California sun, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything that we've done, said Bobby, baby, he kept me from the cold. One day up near Salinas, snowed, I let him slip away, but he was looking for that home, and I hope he finds it. But I trade all of my tomorrows for one single yesterday, to be holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, that's all that Bobby left me. Yeah. Feeling good was easy, Lord. Bobby sang the blues. I said, feeling good was good enough for me. Mm-hmm. It's good enough for me and my Bobby McGee. La da da, la da la da. La da 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 da, la da 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 da, Bobby McGee. La da da la da la da da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, Bobby McGee. La da 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 da, la da da na 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 na. Na 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 Bobby McGee, yeah. La na 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 na. Hey, na Bobby, la na Bobby McGee, yeah. Hey, I call him my lover, I call him my man. I said I call him my lover, I do the best I can. I said, come on, Bobby, Lord, come on, Bobby McGee, yeah. La 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 la. Bobby McGee, yeah. That's when somebody
somebody else has to take over.
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Dr. Dog.
It's the New Balance Sebastian. Do you like it?
Balcony Radio.
Al Green.
Jackson 5.
Lady Soul, Aretha Franklin.
Balcony Radio.
Kicking your ass.
Alice Cooper.
David Bowie.
Balcony Radio.
Kicking your ass.
Gene Vincent.
Buddy Holly and the Cricket.
Through.
Mr. Antisong.
Your
incredible string band.
Ears.
Mm-hmm.